Just over 1 year after the death of a 23-year-old woman in Batchewana First Nation, the Ontario Provincial Police Sault Ste. Marie Detachment has charged two people with manslaughter. Sierra Lynn Naden, 29, and Coy LaRoque, 27, both of Sault Ste. Marie, were charged with drug trafficking offences on March 12. In a news release, the OPP said the Batchewana First Nation Police Service, Sault Ste. Marie Paramedic Service and Sault Ste. Marie Fire Services responded to reports of an unresponsive female at a residence on Grand Street in Batchewana First Nation at 6:25 a.m. on March 1, 2024. A 23-year-old female was located and pronounced dead. The investigation is being conducted by the OPP Sault Ste. Marie Crime Unit under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch, in conjunction with the Office of the Chief Coroner and the Ontario Forensic Pathology Service. Assistance is also being provided by OPP Forensic Identification Services, Digital Forensics and Batchewana First Nation Police Service, said the OPP in the release. Naden had been held since that date pending a bail hearing, but LaRoque was charged and released on that date, according to the opposite. On Thursday, information filed with the court shows the trafficking charges against Naden have been dropped, but a charge of manslaughter was added. LaRoque's two trafficking charges for cocaine and fentanyl remain, but the OPP added one charge of manslaughter and one charge of criminal negligence for failing to provide assistance to the victim during an overdose. The victim, a 23-year-old woman, died on March 1, 2024. LaRoque and Naden appeared by video in bail court on Thursday in front of Justice of the Peace Kathleen Bryant. As of Thursday, both accused remained in custody pending separate bail hearings. LaRoque will return to court on April 22, while Naden's next appearance is April 24. Anyone with any information that may assist the investigation is asked to contact the OPP at 1-888-310-1122 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or OntarioCrimeStoppers.ca.